You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. We're streaming online, kymnradio.net. St. Dominic's School has recently announced that they have been participating in a new literacy and writing curriculum in partnership with Groves Academy. It's called Believe and Read. And actually, it's not really new, but they've been working on that a couple of years with some very good results. We have invited a number of people here from St. John's into the studios to talk with us about it. We have Katie Reek, who is the advancement coordinator. Did I get that right, Katie?
The advancement director.
Director. Okay, well, maybe a coordinator, director. Yeah. Maybe I gave you a promotion. I don't know. Hopefully you did. We also have a couple of the teachers with us, Brooke Johnson and Jacqueline Chatelaine. Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Be sure to talk right into those microphones. Speak into those within about a couple of inches here. We're scrambling as we get onto the air. Let's talk, I guess, Katie, we'll start off with you, then we'll kind of move into this. As far as this program, it's called Believe and Read. It's with Groves Academy. Can you give us a little bit about the background of how this kind of happened and the need for it and why you implemented it?
Yeah, of course. So a few years ago, we were approached by Catholic Schools Center of Excellence. That's one of our funding foundations that we work really closely with. Other people might know it as CISCO. And they had said that they were interested in creating a program that focused on literacy. And we definitely reached out and said we are most definitely interested, as that is something that carries a child from, you know, 5 years old all the way through life. Everyone needs to know how to read, and mm-hmm. strong reading skills definitely excel a child academically throughout their career as well. So we applied to be a part of this program, and we actually were one of the selected schools. Initially, the partnership was with 17 schools, and we were a part of that first pilot program. The goal with CISCO is to have every single archdiocesan school a part of this program. Thankfully, this is a program that only we can offer in the Northfield area, and it's been phenomenal, and our kids are really excelling. So it starts in preschool with the foundations of literacy, starting there, and writing as well. And then it goes through third grade, and that's definitely mm-hmm. where, obviously, Jackie, being our kindergarten teacher, she works directly with the program, and Miss Johnson, Brooke, is the one who is really our coach and certified and works very closely with Groves Academy.
All right. Now, for our listeners that are unfamiliar with Groves Academy, Yes. Do you know much about those? Could one of you talk a little bit about that? We'll turn things over to Brooke Johnson.
Sure, I'd love to. So Groves is an explicit, systematic, and multisensory and evidence-based literacy curriculum. It's a national literacy expert, and everything that they've developed curriculum-wise is grounded in scientific research and decades of experience. Mm-hmm. The framework was developed by Groves Academy, which is actually a local school in the cities, and they use Orton-Gillingham-based curriculum, and it's rooted in decades of literacy and brain research. It's exciting to share that 42 other Catholic schools in Minnesota are also part of this Believe and Read Groves partnership.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you... You look fairly young. Like, I don't know how long you've been teaching, but you know, I guess from what you learn in school, what you've learned in the classroom as a teacher, is it a kind of a big departure for you as a teacher? Was it learning to reinvent the wheel?
Absolutely, I learned a lot, but it really is truly just the basics. And once you learn how to teach that, then mm-hmm. the kids just follow right along. So I've done a lot of learning as well.
All right. And what grade do you teach?
I teach kindergarten through third grade for the literacy part, yes.
Okay. And let's move things over to Jacqueline Chatelaine. Tell us a little bit about your experience with this new program.
Yeah, so I actually started this program in my second year of teaching. Mm-hmm. So still learning the ropes of teaching and everything, and then having this program brought in was great because it gave me the foundation for how exactly to teach the kindergartners how to read and write and the tools that they need to be successful.
Now, when you first saw this program, did you think, okay, this is cool, I can teach this, our kids are going to learn, this
yeah.
is totally
different. Oh, yeah.
Big eye-opener there. Wow. Tell us about what is different than this, and it's evidently a big departure from what you've done in the past.
I think the big difference is how explicitly we focus on the phonics and, like, the letter sounds. Like, they have to say the correct sound. Like, B isn't B, it's B. Because did you hear how it says B? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a word. So that, and then there's also movement within this technique, which I think is huge for younger students because they need to move. They can't, like, sit still for 15 minutes of instruction.
That's hard for anybody. All
right,
really.
Right.
Especially when you're five.
Yeah, true.
As this has developed over the course, you know, you saw this program, you started to implement it, you're excited about it. What about the kids' reactions? And you've been there a couple of years now, from the first year to the second. First year you didn't have it, second year you did have it, was that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait, was it a different reaction from the kids?
I've got one. They're okay. Definitely way more confident. They get to a word that they don't know how to spell or read. They have the tools to figure it out.
100%.
Can you give us a little insight for the folks out there who may be a little more advanced in the age department?
Right. So in kindergarten, we start with just the basic letters, the letter sounds, how to write them correctly, and all of that. And as we go forward throughout the year, they learn sight words. So those are words that have letter sounds that don't match the normal sound. So like vowels, for example. And they learn how to tap out the words. So let's say it's a three-letter word like cat. They'll hear the sounds k-at, cat, and then they'll know, oh, I know C or K makes the k sound. I'll write that down. I know A makes the a sound, and T makes the t sound. So they're really stretching out the sounds to hear exactly what letter goes where and writing it confidently.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I guess cat. Yeah. I get that. Probably in kindergarten, first grade, when I learned how to spell that one. It was the first big word I was able to spell. But now let's talk about the results, because you've recently gotten the results from this past year, the second year that you've gone through it. And they're eye-popping. Really. I mean, we're looking at 29% of the first to third grade students were considered high risk for not meeting grade level a year ago. And by this year, that's down to like 11%.
Yes.
That's a big leap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are shocked and just so happy about all this great data. That's a big part of my job, is to look at that. So it really is exciting. Actually, our third grade class ended the year with no at-risk readers. That means that they are ready for fourth grade and they have the tools that they need to succeed. But the program actually builds on itself. So as the years go by, we'll see even more and more growth.
Wow, that's very, very impressive. And the kids, boy, the confidence level on that. I remember struggling a little bit reading when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I vaguely remember from my youth. But that's really got to feel good as a teacher, and really as a third grader as well, to know that you're ready to go. You're not going to be struggling in fourth grade.
Especially after this last year, you know, I don't think many schools can say that they had that much growth considering the circumstances. So,
so where do you go from here? Is it just more the same as far as your reading curriculum, reading and writing, and what you've learned from this particular program? Do you just keep on doing the same thing with the new students, or are that going to be tweaking? You mentioned you're getting some information. I imagine you're sending that back to Groves Academy.
Yeah, they definitely have like a program for us that helps us continue after this three-year program.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually kind of helping them finish off the curriculum and develop it. So,
have you found some things that maybe could be improved upon with this, or have you thought about that yet, or have they found it yet, or do they just do that on data?
Definitely on data, but it's pretty much... foolproofly. It's amazing.
What about, and maybe Katie will send things back to you. That's great at the younger ages, but at the older ages, are there some programs in the works as well? Because, you know, I mean, I got to, I aced math all the way through sixth grade, and then they turned out this algebra thing on me. It's like, what? That is not math.
Yeah, so we actually have recently been having those conversations because parents are kind of starting to ask, because our third graders, who are now going to be fourth graders here in a few short weeks, what now? What's life after Believe and Read? And we have had that conversation a lot, actually, within our administration team. All of our teachers are going through a training with the Believe and Read program in Groves Academy to ensure that they can continue with, you know, the teachings that these kids have taught or have learned going forward. So our 4th through 8th grade teachers will now kind of acquire this, the way of how they do things. And then we've also been working to hire an additional support staff to continue to help those students that are still struggling in those older grades that maybe didn't have the full program as well. So it's definitely something that we are keeping our eye on, and we want to continue to make sure that these kids are accommodated. Saints Night Out, we did a fund a need, and that mm-hmm. was to continue to develop this program back in April. So,
all right. Well, I'm just very impressed with the results that you've had so far, and the young people that will be going up through the grades at St. Dominic's in the future are going to be well-versed in reading and Believe and Read.
Yes.
That's it. Are going to be well-versed in that. Is there anything that we haven't talked about yet, any aspect of this program that you'd like to mention or anything else to talk to while we have you here?
I can't really think of anything.
The only thing I have to say is a plug. We have an open house here this coming Wednesday for our preschool through kindergarten classes. Mm-hmm. We will have the Rad Zoo there with some reptiles, as well as Kona Ice, and all are welcome to attend. It's going to be a great night. The weather's supposed to be good. It's not supposed to be a bazillion degrees. So please come if you're around, and especially if you want to learn more about our school.
That's Wednesday. What are the times on that?
6 to 7:30.
6 to 7:30.
Yes.
All right. Well, best of luck with that.
Thank you.
And ladies, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. And great work.
Thank you.
Teaching our kids. Once again, that is Brooke Johnson and Jacqueline Chatelaine from St. Dominic's School, along with Katie Reek, who is the Advancement Director within St. Dominic's. So thank them for coming in. That's going to do it for me. Jeff getting out of here. Hope you all have a very good day.